So it was time to go to sleep last night. It was about 10 o'clock at night. It's my bedtime, even earlier usually, actually, when I pass out. So it's 10 o'clock, and I turn off the lights, and I get into my bed, and all of a sudden, in the background, I'm hearing this, whoo, whoo, whoo. It was an owl. Now, I love the forest animals. Oh, I will embrace them. I love the little woodchucks, if they could, and the little chirping of the birds, and the gnawing of the alligators. That part didn't work. But I love the woodland creatures and the sounds that they make. They're all very soothing. And even the hoo of an owl is soothing when you're awake. But when you're trying to go to sleep, all of a sudden these forest sounds become annoying. And every 10 seconds it's hoo, hoo. This owl would not stop asking me that question. Who? And I kept yelling, I don't know who. I have no idea. I don't know. Stop badgering me. Who? I don't know who. Finally, I put my pants on, because I don't sleep in my pants, oddly enough, and I walked outside and I started making a clapping sound. But I think the woodland creatures just thought I was appreciating and was applauding them, because they kept making the noise, especially this owl. Who? Who? It's me. It's me, and I'm telling you to shut up. Finally, I screamed at the owl. I verbally abused it. I said, get out of here, owl. And for some reason, the owl actually flew away. And then there was silence in the forest. I hope that owl doesn't come back tonight, although I love owls. They are wise. They eat a lot of potato chips. But the who was just driving me nuts.
See me, feel me, touch me.
See me.
See me.
Heal me.
Feel me.
Touch me.
Touch me.
See me.
Heal me.
I mean, heal me. See me.
See me.
Heal me. Touch me.
Feel me.
Feel me. Heal me. Touch me.
Touch me.
See me.
Heal me.
Feed me.
See me.
Heal me.
Touch me.
Touch me.
Feel me.
Feel me.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
Touch me.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Nice.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. How are you today? Good to hear it. I left no room for a response whatsoever, because I don't care. You don't care how I am either, do you? No, you don't. I know you don't. You never ask. You never ask. You never email me and say, Ron, how are you really? Tell me about your insides. Tell me about your innermost feelings, how you feel about things really, how you've been hurt when you were a child, how you were hurt when you were an adult, how you were hurt when you fell down the stairs. Tell me everything about you. I want to know your highs, your lows, your happies, your sads. I want to know what things affect you, what things make you happy. How can I make you happy? Can I send you tons of money? Nobody emails me like that. They just email me and say, I can't believe you said that. I get a lot of that. I can't believe you said that. Well, it's... You heard it. Believe it. Whether I meant it or not, that's another thing. Was I saying it because I was trying to be humorous or because I really, really feel that way? Well, if you emailed me and wanted to know my deepest, darkest insecurities, then you would have known. Hey, let's go to the White House and see what's going on. We have an open link to the White House. Here we go. There he is. Look, there's Donald. Look, he's running around. And look at him. He's running into the walls. He doesn't know what to do. He's just screaming at he's screaming at the portrait of Washington. Look at him. Look, he's still so silly. Isn't that funny? Look at John Kelly. He's the White House chief of staff. Look at him with the seltzer bottle. He's spraying seltzer on all the cabinet members. That's so funny. Yeah. Hey, watch out for that pie, Donald. Donald ducked just in time. Oh, it hit Jared in the head. Jared Kushner, who's trying to figure out the Mideast peace. Well, he's got a Mideast piece of pie on his face right now. Ivanka, watch out. Oh, no. Ivanka slipped in the pie, and now she's writhing in pain like she broke her ankle. Look at that silly stuff. Oh, my God. Look at the big floppy shoes on Donald today. They're so adorable. And the banana-colored pants. Look at you. Oh, it's so funny. Here comes Huckabee. Here comes Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Look, her pants fell off. Look, they just, and now they're spraying seltzer down her pants. She doesn't look happy about it. This is funny. Did you find that distasteful? Oh. I didn't, because that was an honest picture of what actually happens there. Anyway, welcome to the program. My name is Ron Van Dam. If you've never heard the show before, well, I don't think I owe you too much of anything anyway. I don't know where you've been. I've been doing this forever. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm 6'3" tall, and that's dripping wet. I'm not really overweight. I'm certainly not underweight. I'm kind of fine with a little, looks like I'm pregnant and have a little baby in there, but I don't. I don't know what's in there. I think it's gas or a watermelon or food that won't discharge from my body, or perhaps it is a fetus. I don't know at this point. That's a little bit about me. I don't really like people all that much, although tolerance is probably my middle name, although I don't tolerate anything either. I don't even tolerate foods very well. I'm not lactose intolerant. I'm people intolerant, which is very different and more widespread. One is just intolerance to wheat products. The other one's an intolerance to human waste products such as people. I'm not tolerant of people at all. When they talk, it ruins all my tolerance. I believe people should walk around and just respect each other and shut up, and I would be happy to do the same. I've been doing radio for about, I started in 1990 doing a radio broadcast with radio stations in Massachusetts. Prior to that, I was with the station in New York. When I went up to Massachusetts, it started in 1990, I did morning shows. Oh, it actually started with an afternoon comedy show. And then after about 2 years of that, they promoted me to the big morning talk show slot, the morning drive time. And I used to take phone calls from listeners. That was interesting, kind of. And I spoke to some of these greatest celebrities and well-known people and all this stuff, and it was fun. I did that through 2014, I believe it was. Yeah, 2014, I did it through that. So 25 years just about of that bullshit. And then I went into, so I said, Ron, why don't you do the nationwide podcast thing? You've got a listening audience. Why, you know, take them with you. I said, all right. And the radio station that I was with at that time actually closed down, so I didn't have much of a choice. So I said, okay. So we built a studio and we started doing national podcast stuff, which is what I'm still doing. And that's been going on for about 4 years now. We have done over 1,000 podcasts in that period of the past 3 years. All the podcasts, all 1,000 of them, are available on the Podbean Network. You go to podbean.com, type in my name or New England Broadcasting, and all the 1,000 episodes are there. Talk about binge listening. You'd be binge listening till you die. It's a lot of shows. So there you go. And our listenership is higher than ever, and I appreciate that. It's not like I owe you, but I'm just saying thank you, I guess. That requires your input as well. And that's my entire history. Now can I go to sleep? Because that owl kept me up all night long. No? Okay, fine. My guest later on in the program is an egg expert. What, Ron? What kind of lower depths are you seeking here? No, it's interesting. Because when I was growing up, I ate a lot of eggs. I was an egg. And then when I got a little bit older, they told me that eggs were not good for you. There's cholesterol in there, and cholesterol clogs your arteries. And that eventually makes you not good. It makes your body not good. Creates all types of complications and horrible, horrible things that I don't even want to talk about publicly. Now, apparently, eggs are fortified, there's all kinds of eggs, and now they're good for you. It's like the wine thing. Don't drink alcohol. It's horrible. No, now they say, well, have a couple of glasses of wine every day. Now they say, well, be careful because of the sugar content in the wine grape is really, you know, there's a lot of sugar in there. So, okay, you tell me to do something, then you tell me not to do it. You're driving me nuts. I remember my doctor telling me about 10 years ago, Ron, take vitamin E. It is the miracle vitamin. It is great for your blood supply, your antioxidants. You will live till you're 563. Just take vitamin E every single day. And I did. One day I went into the doctor's office about 2 years later, and he loved vitamin D. He kissed vitamin D pills for a living. Not D, I'm sorry, E. I get confused. D, E, what the hell? What's a letter? What the hell? There's some vitamin with a letter after it. It was vitamin E, E, E. And it was also great for your virility, which I thought I couldn't hurt having that. E, vitamin E. So one day I go into his office and he says, Ron, how you doing? Time for your physical. And he says, oh, by the way, stop taking vitamin E. I said, excuse me. He says, you stop taking the vitamin E. I said, why? Have you discovered something in my pants? He said, there have been studies done and vitamin E isn't what they thought it was, and it could actually be harmful. Oh, thanks a lot for telling me. Thank God I came in. You couldn't send me an email? Stop taking vitamin E. So I did. Now, I don't think vitamin E is necessarily harmful or anything like that, but all of a sudden, this doctor that just had a love affair with vitamin E was telling me, by the way, stop doing it. So, you know, now who do you trust anymore? Who do you trust when they tell you something's good, then all of a sudden it's not, then it's extra good for you? Well, that's the egg thing. Then say, Ron, have your eggs. Your cholesterol, you know, it's under control, but watch it. But eat all the eggs you want. I don't care. One less patient to deal with. I don't know why they're telling me now to eat eggs, but that's the big thing. And I think because eggs are now the chickens. It's the damn chickens. Now the chickens are free range. And I don't know what that means. They get a free stove. What does that mean, free range? It means that they can run around a lot. Thanks. I mean, it would be horrible to be kept in a cage all my life. That would be horrible, horrible. At least let me out to run around. Now, I don't like to run around because I don't like exercise, but the mental idea of being able to run if I wanted to is really good. So now there's cage-free. So I look for cage-free eggs. I don't even think the eggs should be in a carton. I think they should be just sold individually and be carton-free as well. Why stop there? And I guess eggs are now fortified with stuff. I know they shoot them up with marijuana or something. I have no idea what's in there. So we're going to speak to an egg expert. Now I don't think they're going to want to talk to me. This happens all the time. I promote the interview that's going to happen. They probably hear it, and then they call the publicist. I don't want to do that show. I don't want to do that show. But you have to. We're locked into it. I don't want to do it. Do you hear what he said about me? Do you hear what he said about my product? I don't know. I don't know. This is not right. This is bad. This is bad. This is going to be bad. When actually I'm a very lovely, wonderful person. They don't know that. They don't know that till they talk to me. You've heard it. You've heard me do interviews. I'm lovely. I'm just lovely. I'm lovely. There's nothing to argue about. I'm lovely. I'm freaking lovely. It's funny how we only have eggs in the morning. First, you can have eggs any time of day. McDonald's will tell you that. There was a time when you couldn't get Egg McMuffins after 10:30 in the morning at McDonald's. What an uproar. Worse than the school shootings almost. This is what people care about. This is not being able to get an Egg McMuffin after 10:30. That would change the country. That changes the country. The protests, marches on Washington because you couldn't get an Egg McMuffin after 10:30 at McDonald's. Will that change because of public pressure? I can't believe this school shooting thing. I'm just going to get into it for a quick second because there's nothing funny about it. I cannot believe the Florida State House actually voted down doing anything about changing gun laws in Florida at all. And the students were there in the gallery, and they, boy, what a quick lesson in fucked up government they got quickly. This government is just so messed up. No matter what side of the coin you're on, they're just messed up. And I don't care if you love the NRA, National Rifle Association, or you hate it. They are a lobby group that apparently give huge amounts of money to Republican candidates to make sure that gun sales stay up and that there are plenty of guns to have to sell and plenty of different types of guns, including assault weapons. And this is what the NRA does. They're a strong lobby group that has a lot of money, and they threaten these candidates by taking away their contribution funding from their organization. Our country, ladies and gentlemen, is run by the National Rifle Association because they contribute to campaigns. That is so sick. There is no way that in this country that companies should be able, an association should be able to influence monetarily a candidate by contributing to their campaign fund. I thought we were certainly beyond that, but we're not. The NRA will not allow gun laws to change, and they will lobby and threaten monetarily if they do not get their way. And meanwhile, the people, and you can say I love guns, and no one's going to take your guns away. That's Second Amendment. It is perfectly legal for us to say to you, no assault weapons, no automatic weapons, no assault weapons. You can have all the guns you want after the background check. The Constitution says you can have a gun. It doesn't say what kind. It doesn't say all guns of any type. It just gives you the right to bear arms. Not any arms. You allowed to have a bomb in your house? You allowed to make bombs in your house and keep them just in case you need them? No, because it's not a gun. Kind of sick place is this, huh? Sometimes what a sick place this is. And the Russian meddling, oh, they're meddled. Oh, they meddled. This isn't the Olympics meddling. That's different. Meddling in the Olympics is totally different than meddling in an election process. Russia did it. But I kind of wonder if we do that too in other countries, if we influence voters in other countries to overthrow a government if it's in our political interest. I kind of wonder if we do that. I don't know that we do. I'm pretty sure that we do. We go get all touchy with the Russian meddling, which is horrible. They should not be able to have anything to do with the outcome of our elections. That's between our candidates and the people and the special interest groups with a lot of money that influence with their monetary value. The whole thing's fucked up. The whole thing is fucked up. Anyway, hi, how are you? We're going to talk about eggs today. Ron. And you know what? If you have a difference of opinion, that's fine. I respect that. I really do. Here's what I'm saying. The country should be run by the people, not by special interest groups, not by contributing huge amounts of money to campaigns by companies and special interest groups, not by foreign countries buying ads in order to influence our election and orchestrating releases of information accordingly. I want people and candidates in a fair, outspoken manner with no influences whatsoever from monetary sources. I think that's what we all want, right? Isn't that what we all want? Okay, fine. That's enough. Ladies and gentlemen, eggs coming up. But first, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, more program. And I really hope that you can handle this because I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Gentlemen, did you ever notice that it always seems to be the ladies who pamper themselves with a spa day, with the mani-pedi and the facials and the massage? Do you ever think maybe you'd like to have a special day for yourself, but you are afraid it might be a little gay? Well, good news, gentlemen. Now you can have your own special spa day at Ramon Ramirez's Not-So-Gay Salon for Men. Let Ramon Ramirez take the stress off a tough day with a long, deep massage. It's not gay, it's therapeutic. After you relax, Ramon Ramirez will use special oils and lotions and maybe clean up some of your hairier man parts. It's not gay, it's hygienic. A lot of guys are doing it. Then it's time to kick back and let it all hang out in a long steam room session with Ramon Ramirez. It's not gay, much. So gentlemen, why wait? It's time for you to have a great day for yourself at Ramon Ramirez's Not So Gay Salon for Men. Please, no fat guys.
Hello, doctor. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Dr. Tia M. Raines joins us now. She's executive director at the Egg Nutrition Center. Because February, apparently, is American Heart Month, as every month should be, obviously. I'm assuming that if it's American Heart Month and we're talking about eggs and you're the executive director at the Egg Nutrition Center, eggs must be good for your heart.
Eggs are a perfect fit to a heart-healthy diet and lifestyle.
There you go. Let me ask you right off the bat. There was a time in our recent history when eggs had the connotation that they weren't because of the cholesterol thing. People were actually told, don't have more than like 4 eggs a week. I mean, that's the way it used to be, I think.
Yeah, and that dates back to research that was done in the 60s, yep. In the 70s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as methods got more sophisticated, as we better understood what factors in the diet influence different risk factors for health, we learned that the cholesterol that you eat mm-hmm. does not really impact the cholesterol in your blood. And in fact, there's all these other things, all these nutrients and different compounds in eggs that are beneficial to health.
Yeah, they are. And have eggs changed over the years? I know they still come out of chickens, but I'm seeing so many different choices of eggs on the grocer's shelf now. It used to be there were the eggs in the carton and you buy them and that's it. Now there's like 20 different possibilities.
Yeah, there are. In fact, farmers, I mean, they are committed to giving consumers choices. And as long as people are interested in buying these different types of eggs, brown, white, nutritionally enhanced, free-range, organic, cage-free, you know, they continue to produce these eggs so that people can purchase what they want.
What is it about eggs that indeed make them so healthy?
They are a nutrition powerhouse, and by that I mean for 70 calories, there's 13 vitamins and minerals, and then 6 grams of high-quality protein. And this concept of having a lot of nutrients for fewer calories is very important because that's where all the recommendations are going back to now, which is you should be eating foods that have the most nutrients per calorie value. Mm-hmm. Because we know that that's what is a healthy diet, and that's where you see reduction in disease risk and optimal health is by eating these nutrient-dense foods.
I know that a lot of people who are trying to lose weight go to the egg white thing, but when you take the yolks out, how does nutrition change when you just eat egg whites as opposed to eating the whole egg?
Well, egg whites, I think, are great, and a lot of people do go to egg whites because they're almost exclusively protein. But within the egg itself, they're only about two-thirds of the protein. So about a third of the protein, you know, or 2 grams are in the yolk. But that's where all the nutrition is in the yolk. So when you toss the yolk, you're actually tossing out the vitamin D, the choline, the antioxidants, and all the other vitamins that come with the egg package. So for those that are trying to get a bigger portion for breakfast because that is perceived as being more filling. An old trick is to have maybe one or two whole eggs, and then you can supplement with a few egg whites.
Can I impart one of my egg tips? May I?
Absolutely.
I'm no egg expert, but I don't like to add a lot of stuff to the egg, like omelets, because then you're adding, even though they're vegetables, you're adding calories and other things and butters and things. I like to poach my eggs. I think that's the healthiest way because they're not fried. They're kind of like steamed. Am I accurate in that?
I'm not sure they're healthier per se, independent of kind of what you're saying with adding fat. You know, when you're adding additional fat and other sources of calories, you know, that can, affect the nutrition of the egg itself.
Right.
But whether they're poached, I do a lot of coffee cup scrambling of eggs with just spraying of a cooking spray.
Uh-huh.
And I actually, I mean, I see eggs as a way to get my vegetables in the morning.
Right.
So I do dump a lot of that. Any leftover vegetables, salsa, whatever I have on hand, to me it's a great way to start off the day doing what I know is important, which is getting more vegetables.
What's this cup thing? You break the egg in a cup, and then what happens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I break one or two eggs in a coffee cup. You know, I spray it again. One or two eggs in a coffee cup, whip it up with a fork, put it in the microwave for 45, I have an old microwave, so 45 seconds to a minute.
Yeah.
I take it out, I sort of whisk it again and put it back in there, and then within a minute and a half, I've got something I can take in the car with me to work.
I've never heard of that before. Interesting. Not bad.
It is a working mother's secret. How to get breakfast in the car.
Well, it's no secret anymore.
Out the door.
No secret anymore. So, I guess what's becoming popular now is breakfast all day. And eggs shouldn't just be, shouldn't be connotation just to breakfast. They're used in recipes and all different kinds of foods as bases and dips and all kinds of things. And they're kind of used all day out, aren't they?
Yeah, and actually, I mean, if you look at some of the culinary trends, we're seeing a lot more eggs for dinner, part of different casseroles, and you know, other parts of the world, that's how they typically consume their eggs is later in the day, and we're starting to see more of that here in the United States.
Okay. Is one egg better than the other, indeed, when I go to the supermarket? I mean, just to be really, you know, picky about it.
I don't think so, unless you are in need of a particular nutrient that may be enhanced in an egg. So, for example, I know Sometimes people will want to buy eggs that have the omega-3 fatty acids in them because they don't eat fish or have other sources, but it's all depends on what the rest of your diet is and if you're in need of those of those nutrients. So lots of choices.
So if you have cholesterol concerns, maybe you're on cholesterol medication, which is half of everybody over the age of 50, by the way, I guess you should talk to your doctor because you're always supposed to say that. But cholesterol in eggs would really not necessarily affect one's cholesterol levels?
Up to about one, you know, one or two eggs a day doesn't seem to negatively impact blood cholesterol levels in anyone.
Well,
and then I would say, don't just talk to your doctor, but ask your doctor for a referral to a registered dietitian. Those are the folks that really know how to how to assess diet and can work with you on an individual basis.
Perfect. Well, this has been interesting. How do I get more information about this?
IncredibleEgg.org, O-R-G, or EggNutritionCenter.org. We've got a lot of good information, a lot of good heart-healthy recipes for people to explore.
Wonderful. I think I'm going to go have an egg right now. Well, soon. Soon, not right now. I'll try that coffee cup thing. Thanks so much for your time today, Dr. Tia M. Raines. And one more time, that website, please.
EggNutritionCenter.org.
Great. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, I am now eggs-ucated. I'll be back again tomorrow with another show. I'm going to leave now. I'm going to start putting my clothes back on, and I will return tomorrow. Until then, I wish you peace. That was disgusting. Not the eggs, the reference that I made at getting dressed after the show. I've always dressed during the show. But you don't care. I don't think you care one way or the other, do you? I'm pretty sure you don't, as a matter of fact. I'm pretty sure you don't. Right back at you, by the way.